From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A scandal in world football. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch says corruption and bribery has plagued football's governing body, FIFA, for over two decades. Lynch spoke at a news conference Wednesday in New York as federal charges were unveiled against 14 people.
These individuals, through these organizations, engaged in bribery to decide who would televise games, where the games would be held, and who would run the organization overseeing organized soccer worldwide.
The U.S. indictment includes 47 counts against 14 current and former top officials covering charges of racketeering, wire fraud, and money laundering. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says Islamic State militants have executed 20 men at the ancient Roman theater in the Syrian city of Palmyra. It says the men were shot after they were accused of collaborating with the Syrian government. In Iraq, suicide bombings killed at least 17 Iraqi soldiers in Anbar province overnight as pro-government forces in Iraq continue their campaign to force the Islamic State group from the area. Airstrikes in the Yemeni capital Sana'a Wednesday killed at least 36 pro-rebel troops. The Saudi Arabia-led coalition is waging an air campaign against the Houthi insurgent group that overran parts of the country earlier this year. Two human rights organizations have accused the government of Gambia of illegally holding friends and relatives of people accused of involvement in a coup attempt late last year. Human Rights Watch and Amnesty International say elderly parents and a teenage son are among the detainees. This is VOA News. An Interior Ministry official says the militant standoff at a guest house in Afghanistan's capital ended early Wednesday with four Taliban attackers dead. Heavy gunfire and explosions rocked the Wazir Akbar Khan district in Kabul as Afghan security forces fought with the attackers. Top nuclear negotiators from the United States, South Korea, and Japan say they need to increase pressure and put stronger sanctions in place against North Korea. Meeting Wednesday, the negotiators in Seoul said they also want to maintain diplomatic efforts to address North Korea's nuclear weapons program. The meeting comes after new but unverified claims of nuclear advancements by North Korea. Britain's Queen Elizabeth has made a formal speech before Parliament to lay out the agenda for the Conservative government, including a promise of an in-or-out popular vote on European Union membership. And
my government will renegotiate the United Kingdom's relationship with the European Union and pursue reform of the European Union for the benefit of all member states.
The Queen appeared before the lawmaking body Wednesday at the state opening of Parliament, a yearly tradition by the British monarch. Ethiopia's ruling party won Sunday's election with an overwhelming majority, according to preliminary results released by the country's Electoral Commission. Marta van der Wolf has more.
The electoral board says the ruling EPRDF party and its allies have won all the parliamentary seats decided so far, 442 out of 547. Final results are expected on June 22nd. Leaders of the two largest opposition parties, Blue Party and MEDREC, could not be immediately reached to comment on the preliminary results. Both have accused the government of harassing and intimidating their supporters before and during the elections. African Union observers judged the elections as calm, peaceful, and credible, but significantly did not use the terms free and fair. Marta van der Wolf, Addis Ababa.
Former U.S. Senator Rick Santorum will launch his second campaign for the White House on Wednesday. He joins an already crowded field seeking the 2016 Republican presidential nomination. An international human rights group says the militant group Hamas committed war crimes during last year's conflict with Israel. Amnesty International accuses Hamas of kidnapping, torturing, and killing Palestinians in Gaza Strip. Madagascar's lawmakers have voted to impeach the president. The move to impeach Eri Razanari Nampian was approved by 121 of the 125 lawmakers who voted on Wednesday. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.